Arihia Bennett heads Ngāi Tahu, and they're teaming up with a major contributor to New Zealand's IT scene, Datacom, which employs actually 6,500 people globally as well, on Friday to do Ngāi Tahu and Datacom put together a strategic partnership agreement, which is going to help many Ngāi Tahu rangatahi access into the ever-growing tech sector. Arihia Bennett, who heads the Runanga there, is with us from Ngāi Tahu. Thanks for your time today. Arihia, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
What excites you most about the partnership that you've forged here?
Well, I guess the first thing is that Datacom is essentially a family business, a whānau business. And it's really good to be able to be partnering with New Zealand-based whānau businesses. And as you said, their reach is around the world to nearly 7,000 employees. But, you know, the most important thing is as we prepare our young people for the future of work, that we look, we really stretch into this whole area of data, of digital platforms, of enterprise software, etc., and cybersecurity and cloud operating applications. And I think as we move forward with this really rapidly growing industry, it's really important for our young people to be attuned to the future of work and the type of roles that will come about because of this fast-paced employment sector.
You're sounding pretty in the know here, Arihia Bennett, which is neat to see because over the years there have been some criticisms that our tribal leadership, and with great respect to them and those who many no longer with us, hadn't sort of kept pace with how dynamic and fast-changing the technology sector has been. As a tribal leader, how important is it to you to try and get your head around what's happening, how swiftly, and where the potential lies for our people?
Oh, look, data or data analytics, advanced analytics, is a really fast-growing area. And if I think about our own iwi, you know, 72,000 whānau members, and by far we are a young population, and so we have a lot of young people coming through. And if you just stop and think for a moment, and if you're as old as me, when I think about the brick phones, our Nokia phones that came through not so long ago, and actually the type of technology that we're using now is moving very, very rapidly and quickly. And the better we attune our young people to this type of technology, to this type of workforce, they are going to be best placed in organisations. And I think as an iwi leader, I know lots of iwi are moving towards getting a lot more specific about the type of data that we're collecting so that we look at where we're investing our funding that actually will better bring whānau outcomes and returns. And so data is really, really important.
The agreement or partnerships going to see Datacom offer training and placements for rangatahi from Ngāi Tahu, which makes sense, and we support that. But also talking of supporting Ngāi Tahu with developing the tribal council's technical capability. Can you explain the latter? Obviously, we have thoughts that you know you're pretty up to speed with your technical capability, but there might be a lot of wriggle room here and places to improve. What are they implying with developing the Tribal Council's capability?
Well, there's probably two big things here, apart from growing our young people in internships. And the first part is database systems. And as I mentioned earlier, that you actually need a significant amount of data if you are going to substantiate or with rationale and cause and reason fund in a particular area. So gathering that statistical information and storing that data and having that data at our fingertips, especially in our organisation or even out to our regional papatipu, is critical so that actually we know where we're going to fund so that we bring the better return to our whānau. And the other aspect to this is we're hoping that Datacom can help us explore more thoroughly and assist and guide Papatipu Rūnanga to develop their pathway of collecting data, storing data, updating data, so that they too in their regions can use that data to be able to substantiate funding going into those more important areas out in the regions. And that can be things like healthcare, it can be things like looking at environmental impact, the changes, just plotting and measuring data as it's developing and growing to actually give really good feedback and information on what's happening in their areas. And as you also know, that recently there was the really big cybersecurity scare, we actually, all of us, and that's not only iwi, we actually have to look carefully into our own cybersecurity and ensure that we're staying ahead of the potential breaches that are not national, but they're international. So I think Datacom has got some fantastic ideas, and that opportunity to have that relationship can only bring great outcomes to iwi such as Ngāi Tahu and others as well.